This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome, everyone, to the GSMC Sports Podcast. I am your host, as always, Jeff Malinoff, and with me is my co-host, Mark Souza. We have a lot to talk about today in sports, mostly football, because we are on NFL Week 16, and we are going to have a lot of outcomes that are going to affect the playoffs this week, without question. And then we'll also have our special trivia game between me and Mark. Loser has to work next week, the winner doesn't. So that's going to be interesting, to say the least. And then in the fourth segment, we'll talk about other stuff that's happened in the world of sports, like CP3's injury, how long he'll be out for, and stuff like that. But Week 16 is our first priority, and these games are important. But we'll start with the Saturday games. And Saturday, we actually have two pretty important games. The first one I want to talk about is the first game that's going to be on the agenda at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, Redskins and Titans. They both still have opportunities to make the playoffs. So this game is actually very important.
Yeah, it's important. It's funny that when I look at these two teams, I don't think either one is playoff material. Especially the Redskins, of course, because of their situation at quarterback with Josh Johnson nowadays. But it is important. And if both teams win the rest of their games, I believe they will probably make the playoffs. And they might need a little bit of help, but they can definitely do it.
Yeah, and they're both in divisions they can win.
Well, the Titans.
Well, yes. Besides, that's just...
I mean...
They could get wild card, sure. Yeah. But I wasn't really mentioning them. I was mentioning the NFC East.
Yeah.
And that's anyone's game still because of the loss by the Cowboys last week. And just looking at these two teams, like, they are pretty even when it comes statistically. Points per game, 18.9 to 19.1.
Yeah,
That's pretty darn close.
Both teams are a challenge when it comes to offense, but definitely the Redskins are very disadvantaged going into this game with Josh Johnson at quarterback.
But defense, these two teams are actually pretty darn good.
Yeah, both defenses are
very good. The Redskins only allow 22, and the Titans allow only 18 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive, and that is very underrated because of just how this team is on offense aside, that their defense isn't looked at as highly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair, really.
Yeah, I mean, the Titans' Achilles heel is their inconsistent offense, and, and Mariota, we talked about it before, whenever he seems to always be hurt, well, guess what? He's hurt. So
the Titans are coming off their shutout win of the Giants, 17-0, and they are on a three-game winning streak at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the Redskins, they've lost four straight, and then they won their last game against Jacksonville, but they were on a four-straight losing streak. So they are coming off a win from a bad losing streak. So they are coming off wins, but I think the Titans have more momentum in this.
Yeah, I don't think Tennessee loses this game. I really don't.
Honestly, Derrick Henry's on fire right now. It's hard to deny how good he is right now.
Yeah, I think it'll be an ugly, low-scoring football game. One of the
lowest. Derrick Henry has 11 touchdowns this season.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty darn good, all things considered.
Well, even when he wasn't doing very well, he's always a short yardage back, so...
Mm-hmm. But, like,
He's not having a good season, though, let's be real. Like, he's had two good games.
Oh, no, I'm just saying there's two games. He's momentum-wise, he's pretty hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian Peterson's having almost a revitalized kind of season. He almost has 1,000 yards rushing, all things considered.
His season's kind of the opposite. He's started out pretty good, and then, you know, he hasn't had the greatest second half of the season. Probably a lot to do with his quarterback play.
Yeah, and probably still age is also probably a factor in previous injuries, but 923 yards and 7 touchdowns, that's not bad for an old veteran running back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then you look at both quarterbacks, they're not playing they're not the best. Marcus Mariota is a big question mark for this entire season. He's been a question mark. And then Josh Johnson, I mean, Alex Smith was playing relatively well until his gruesome injury. And then Colt McCoy got his leg broken as well. So Josh Johnson is the, what's it called? What would you call it? The guy that's like the last choice, your final option?
The first round pick of the AAFL. The first pick of the AAFL.
It's just, I think it's just the A. You might, I think it's AF. Maybe it's just AF. No, it can't be AFL.
I don't know.
That's Arena
Whatever
Football
it League. Is. The All-American Football League, is that what it is?
And it's the Alliance of American Football.
That's what it is. So I got Titans 20-9.
20? Oh, wow. You already had that settled, didn't you? It's the AAF. That's what it's called.
The AAF?
Yeah.
So All Alliance?
It's set to play 1 week following the Super Bowl, which...
What is it, the Alliance American Football?
Alliance of American Football, but they just don't have
gotcha.
The O. It was, basically, the O. It's the A-O-A-F, but AAF
of America.
Sounds, of America. But yeah, 20-9, you say?
Yeah, Titans.
Give me 27-10, Titans.
Yeah. All right, what's the next game on tap on Saturday evening?
Well, by the way, those AAF team names are awesome, by the way, but we won't get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ravens and Chargers, way more appealing, in my opinion.
Ravens and Chargers might be the most important game this weekend.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Loser could be out of the playoffs. Well, Chargers can't be out of the playoffs, but the Ravens could win a division or be out of the playoffs by the end of week 17.
This is do or die for the Ravens. As for the Chargers, they need to win this game if they want to take the division.
Yeah, they need to keep the pressure on the Chiefs. I believe if the Chiefs and the Chargers both win out, the Chiefs win the division. But
they're both playing. Actually, when you look at both the Chargers and the Chiefs, they're both playing 8-6 teams, Seahawks and Ravens, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having kind of the same game.
Chargers should get Melvin Gordon back. Looks like he's on track to play this weekend.
Do you? I know their season is like they're trying to get the first round by. But do you put him in as soon as he's ready, or do you hesitate a little bit?
If he's ready to play, then they should play him. These are important games. Mm-hmm. And the difference of winning a division and getting a bye and possibly home field advantage in, you know, when you compare it to a wild card berth is big time difference there. So I say you got to treat these games like they're playoff games. Yeah. So if Melvin Gordon could play, you got to play him.
But Keenan Allen is questionable for this game.
He's playing.
They announced that.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely playing.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely going to be an interesting game for sure. And
Ravens have a really good defense. I wonder what they're going to do.
The Chargers may be the best team in football right now.
Yeah, this is a good game for Philip Rivers to kind of stake a claim in the MVP discussion.
If he doesn't get MVP, I'll say he gets AFC Offensive Player of the Year.
Possibly. Although Mahomes could get both of those things too, right?
I say if Mahomes gets MVP, he won't get Offensive Player of the Year because MVP. I feel like if you get one, you can't get the other.
So who do you see winning this game?
Give me the Chargers, man. I got to go with the momentum of the Chargers and how good they're playing. Give me, let's see. They're averaging roughly, both teams are averaging 24 to 28 points a game, respectively. So give me a 28 to 24 with victory for the Chargers.
28-24 Chargers. I also like the Chargers. I just can't see Lamar Jackson in this offense doing enough in this game. Similar to what they did against the Chiefs, where they could have won that game, but I feel like if they just had a little bit more offense, they could have done it. But I like the Chargers here for sure. I'm not sure it's going to be as high scoring as that. I will say something like a 26-17.
Okay. So you have a 10-point differential. Or 9.
Yeah, 9-point difference. Chargers win at home.
Okay. Okay.
So let's move to Sunday.
All right, we got Sunday games, which is normal games, basically. We'll talk some of the early games and go from there.
Yeah, let's do it.
10 a.m. Pacific time, we got Bills and Patriots. Let's just get this one over with. Patriots win. They're 13.5.
You know, last
favorites.
Time they played, it was a really interesting, close, low-scoring game.
Yes, but...
without Josh Allen.
Correct. And this is... in Foxborough, not Buffalo, which I feel like is a big difference.
Don't you feel like the Patriots being a 14-point favorite is too high? They don't score that many points.
a tad. They do average 26.7 points per game, mm-hmm. but the Bills average 15 a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the favorite comes.
Yeah, the Bills also had, they had what, like 4 or 5 games without Josh Allen where they couldn't score anything. Like they had Nathan Peterman, they had who else is it? Derek Anderson. I think Derek Anderson actually started against the Patriots too,
probably.
Believe it or not. So I think that brings down their point.
But still, give me the Patriots winning this one. I'll say 24-14.
I think the Patriots win too because it's in Foxborough. They need a win. The Patriots have, this is like time where the Patriots stop messing around and then their best comes out. What'd you say the score would be?
24-14.
24-14. All right. So yeah, you do like the Bills to cover at least. Yeah, I think it will. I think the Patriots will win, but I think it'll be an ugly football game, similar to the first one. Maybe not as bad. Yeah, I'll say the Patriots win 23-17.
Okay. So we still have roughly the same scores and stuff.
I just think this game is going to be more interesting than people give it credit for, but at the end of the day, I don't think the Patriots will lose.
I'll tell you a game that should be interesting, but is not. Falcons and Panthers.
Falcons and Panthers, yes, and we know that there's no Cam Newton. He is not playing
this
week.
If this game happened last year, we'd be like, oh, this is going to be good, but now it's going to be, oh, this is going to be...
This is maybe the game of the weekend of the most disappointing teams in the NFL.
Oh, hands down. Hands down the most disappointing teams. I think everyone expected the Falcons to kind of drop off after losing Kyle Shanahan, and it just, that's how it works when you lose someone that made you an MVP team and one of the greatest offenses, people say, of all time. Or a very high-powered offense. I mean, Julio Jones, unstoppable. And honestly, both teams are just so underwhelming that this game, to me, is just sad, really.
Mm-hmm. Panthers are at home. We have no idea what Taylor Heineke is going to do. I like the Falcons to win.
Sorry. I mean, saying Taylor Heineke is just making me laugh because that's the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to say give me the Falcons also, but give me a very low-scoring 20-13 victory for the Falcons.
Yeah, I got the Falcons winning this game. I think we'll see a score of 31-14.
And a game for one team that's important and the other... not so much. Cowboys and Buccaneers.
Cowboys and Buccaneers. Okay. I think the Cowboys are going to win this game. They are coming off a loss.
A pretty bad loss.
They're at home. They are embarrassed. I agree. They got shut out last week. Very poor display. So they get to play a Bucs team that is... the, you know, the Bucs are kind of like Santa Claus, you know. They give a lot during the holidays. And when I say give a lot, I mean that defense, they can give up a ton of points. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, I think will both have big games.
Here
I like the Cowboys.
Something I need to tell you. 97.7. That is the amount of yards rushing per game the Buccaneers give up.
Yeah, that's a lot.
97.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys give up 130.
Mm-hmm.
So I give that's an advantage to Buccaneers, in my opinion, because Ezekiel Elliott's the guy. 97 rush yards a game, that's...
because
that's,
everybody throws the ball in the Bucs. That's
yeah,
the
true. Yes, but...
you can't run and pass at the same time. That's why their run defense is not good, but their pass defense is so bad that that's what teams attack. So I think Elliott will have a huge game, probably 2 to 3 touchdowns. I like the Cowboys big in this game. I'll be real with you. I like their defense, too, against a turnover-prone Jameis Winston. Cowboys win this game. Give me a score of 30-17.
I'm going to go upset. Give me the Buccaneers.
The Bucs. All right.
23-20 last second field goal. I know Buccaneer field goals are a lot to come by, but I feel like a miracle is going to happen because this is the Cowboys' luck in certain situations when playoffs are on the line. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me an upset.
Cowboys, I don't know why I don't see a betting line on this game for some weird reason.
I see a 7 points.
Interesting.
7 points for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on.
Let's see. Any other 10 a.m. games? Yes, there is. Giants and Colts.
There's a few more, that's for sure. Giants and Colts.
Yes. Colts need this one bad, and Colts are coming off that shutout win, and the Giants are coming off a shutout loss.
Yes.
Do you see another shutout?
No. Shutouts are very rare in the NFL.
I just had to ask.
It would be crazy if a team shut out two opponents back-to-back. I don't know
and
if that's ever happened.
And a team got shut out back-to-back.
I don't think that's... I'm pretty sure that's never happened, but I don't even know if a team has actually shut out somebody back-to-back. That's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the NFL.
I like the Colts in this game. I mean, let's be real. They're at home. If they win and the Ravens lose, which is a good possibility, they can actually jump into that last wild card spot with one game to play. Andrew Luck and that offense are doing everything that they can to win football games. That defense we saw last week is much improved. I don't see there's any way for the Giants to win this game, but I do think there will be some points in this game. So I think the Colts will win 27-20.
I'm going to take the Colts on this one and give me a 28-21 victory.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I do see it kind of close. I think Barkley's going to have
pretty much have the same exact score.
Yeah. So. Well, I think Barkley's just going to bounce back. That's just how I see it, at least.
All right.
Then we have the Jaguars versus the Dolphins. Not the most entertaining game. Or I guess the Dolphins still have a very small percentage chance of making the playoffs. So it's not entirely unimportant, I guess is the right word.
Yep.
But both are coming off pretty embarrassing losses. One is just you lost to Josh Johnson. The other one just got killed by the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you see in this game bouncing back?
It's a tough question because I don't trust the Dolphins at all, but the other team has Cody Kessler starting at quarterback, so I really don't know which way to go, but I actually think the Jaguars will pull off an upset. I like the Jaguars in an ugly football game. If I had to guess a score, it would be 24-23. They will spoil their Florida rivals season. So, what do you think will happen?
Well, I think it's going to be defense, and I think the Jaguars are going to pull it off. Mm-hmm. They're going to pull off a little upset here, and it's not going to be the highest scoring game. Give me a 17-14 victory for Jacksonville.
All right. Before we go to a break and come back and do the rest of the football games, we should talk about Audible. What would it look like if we all just, I don't know, listened a little bit more? Listening to audiobooks inspire us, motivate us, and bring us closer. And there's no better place to listen than with Audible. Get your first audiobook free along with two selected Audible original titles and exclusive fitness programs when you start a 30-day trial. So take the time to listen on Audible. Visit audible.com/GSMCbook or text GSMCbook to 500-500 to get started. Go to audible.com/GSMCbook or text GSMCbook to 500-500.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sports Podcast. We are still finishing up our Week 16 previews and picks. We just talked about, what game did we just talk about? Jacksonville and Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to New York as the Packers play the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Game pointless because they're both out of the playoffs.
Yes. Very pointless. But the Packers will start Aaron Rodgers. Sam Darnold will start for the Jets. So I guess there is something there to look for, right? Like, we're seeing a great quarterback versus, yeah, one of the newest, youngest quarterbacks in the NFL. So with that being said, the Jets are at home. The Packers put Aaron Jones on IR this week.
Both are 1-4 in their last five games.
The Packers have lost 7 road games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if they lose this game, they will have 0 road wins on the season for good. So what do you see happening?
All right. I'm going to say they're going to go 0-8 away. So give me the Jets winning this game by a score of 20-10.
You like the Jets 20-10, huh?
Yes. Well, yeah, because just the have you seen the Packers play?
I have. It's not pretty.
Yeah, so that's why I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, both teams.
Bad.
Not the best. Bad. Not the best. Bad.
All due respect to your Jets fans and you Packers fans, but my Lord, your teams are
I like the Jets, too, because they're at home. I just feel like with when you have a rookie quarterback and he's starting to play a little bit better, like there's, I think there's like some, I don't know, good feelings, intrigue a little bit. They want to play well. Darnold wants to go out there and prove something. He gets a chance to play against a legend in Aaron Rodgers, so that's pretty cool. I like the Jets to win. I think it'll be close, but I like a game that looks like 27-24.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do we got next?
We got Texans and Eagles, which actually is pretty important.
Nick Foles, can he do it again?
I'm very scared to say, but I think he is going to.
You think so? They are at home.
I know. And Foles has done this before. That's why I'm saying he's going to do it again. So give me the Eagles winning this game. Give me 28-24.
Yeah, I could see it happening. I just think that the Texans are too good on both sides of the
ball. Oh, I love the Texans. Don't get me wrong, but it's Nick Foles is giving me doubts. I can't believe I'm saying that, but he's giving me doubts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I get it, but on the flip side, I don't know who stops Hopkins. I don't know who. I don't know how they run the ball against the Texans defense, the Eagles, that is. So I think the Texans will win, but I do think it'll be a fun football game. I got a 31-27 win for the Houston Texans.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Well, we got Rams and Cardinals. Oh, boy.
Is that the end? I think we have another morning game, no?
Do we? Did I miss one? Oh, right. Bengals and Browns.
The Battle of Ohio, man.
Sorry that I forgot about this game. Shame on me, right?
Yep.
Browns are favored in this game.
They are.
By 9.5 points.
I like the Browns in this game to win.
I do, too.
Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb. I think they both could have big games here.
I'm going to say 31-20.
31-20. I like the Browns to win 38-23. 38-23 Browns.
Okay.
What's next on tap?
Rams and Cardinals.
Uh-oh.
Do we even need to discuss this game?
I think we do because the Rams are on a losing streak and they've been playing so bad. So bad.
But they're playing a team that's the
worst.
Todd
Gurley has also not practiced all week.
Do they need him for this game? I know they're on a two-game losing streak, but
I'm sorry. Tell me. They can't throw the football, so.
But it's against Arizona.
Arizona's got one of the best pass defenses in the NFL.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
No, I mean, Patrick Peterson's a good player. I mean, they just give up a lot of yards on the ground, but that's why I think if Gurley doesn't play, that's a problem.
They only give up 82 yards rushing a game.
Mm-hmm.
And they give up only 182 passing yards. Their defense is great. But you know what kills them? It's 13.7 points a game
mm-hmm.
for the team.
Their offense doesn't move the ball.
Their offense can't score on anybody, even like the lady of a night of the night.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, it's easy to say like the Rams are just going to win this game, but I don't know if it's going to necessarily be pretty. Like, it's on the road. Jared Goff has been the worst quarterback in the NFL in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, turnovers after I think he's had but seven turnovers in the last 3 weeks.
This is the
weeks.
Time they're going to bounce back. I really do.
But do you think if they don't have Todd Gurley, it's going to affect them? Because they really don't have an established backup running back like some of the other teams do.
You know,
they just signed C.J. Anderson to be an emergency player if they need him.
Yeah, but I just have to say that you're playing against a team that can't score, and you can score just a little bit. So I'm going to say 17-7 Rams.
Wow, that is quite a low-scoring football game. 17-7. Yeah, with everything said, I do think the Rams will find a way to win just because they do have a lot on the line here. They don't want to get in a situation where they're on a big losing streak heading into the playoffs, that's for sure. Also, they still need to lock up and secure a first-round bye and home game in their second round playoffs. So I do like the Rams to win. I think it'll be ugly. I think it'll be 23-16.
Okay.
All right, what do we got next?
Well, my friend, we have a matchup that's actually just a little more interesting. Steelers and the Saints.
Steelers and the Saints, okay. That is interesting. I think, is that like Fox Game of the Week? Or no, it's on CBS.
No, it's on CBS. Fox Game of the Week, I believe. I hate to say it. Oh, no, it might be somebody else. Actually, I missed a 10 a.m. game. I apologize. But we'll get on that after this.
The Vikings-Lions?
Yeah. But do you blame me for missing that one, too?
No.
Yeah. But we'll talk about Steelers and Saints first. More important.
That's a big game.
A lot riding on this. Saints lose. They might lose a chance at a first-round bye, to be honest with you. And Steelers are trying to stay in the playoff picture. But honestly,
both these teams' offenses have been down the last couple weeks. High-flying offenses haven't been putting up the numbers we've expected.
A 12-9 win for the Saints and a 17-10 win for the Steelers. So, yeah, under 20 points for both of them. Yeah, that's pretty low for them both because they both average over 27 points per game. 32 for the Saints, 27.4 for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got to go with the Saints on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they only allow 79.1 rushing yards, which is insane. And James Conner is like their bread and butter. And I know he's still like, I don't know if he's playing or not because he did not.
Sounds like he will play, but
it's still unknown.
He'll be limited.
Yeah, he's questionable, still ruled out. Juju is also questionable, but I think he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play. All right, so you like the Saints?
Yeah, give me 35-21.
All right. I do like the Saints, too. The biggest factor for me is they're at home. They don't usually lose at home. Saints, even though they haven't been playing their best football, they've mostly been getting wins. So I like the Saints to win, but I don't think it'll be the biggest score. I still see something like a 27-24 type Saints win.
Okay. Well, right. Let's go to quickly Vikings-Lions. This game is no importance.
The Vikings need it.
I know. They have a very low percentage chance still, though. But
the Vikings are in the playoffs if it started today.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, they need to win to keep their status.
If they lose, they're done, though. That's how I see it. I know they're possibly not technically done, but I just have a feeling this game has a lot riding on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have to say, give me the Vikings on this one by a score of 27-20.
27-20 for the Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Vikings are going to win this game. The Lions look like they're pretty much ready for the offseason. Kerryon Johnson's been placed on IR. Their offensive weapons are very limited. Vikings, they go back to the run game like they did last week. I think this one will be fairly simple for them. I like a score of 30-13.
Okay. We'll move on now because that game. Chiefs and Seahawks. This game, NBC.
We have another 1 o'clock game before we go to the Sunday night.
What did I miss?
49ers and Bears.
Oh, right. Bears. I don't think there's any question.
Bears, no question, huh?
I mean, the Niners are coming off.
You don't think Mullins will just destroy Khalil Mack in that defense?
I enjoy Nick Mullins, and I think he's trying to make a quarterback controversy in San Francisco, but
that controversy ends when Jimmy Garoppolo steps on the field.
Yeah.
But he's carved out a nice little backup role for sure. And for an undrafted free agent, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I got to give this to the Bears. Give me a, I don't know, let's say 27-17 victory for the Bears.
Yeah, I think the Bears win this game. I think I like something similar. 26-16, similar score. All right.
Mm-hmm. Now we can go on to Chiefs Seahawks because that game is pretty darn huge.
So that's the last game of the week, as there's no Monday night game, right? Or is there a Monday
there
night?
There is a Monday night
game. There is a, oh yes, that's right. Broncos and Raiders, the last game possibly in Oakland.
And what a waste of a Monday night game, I have to say.
Yeah, all right, so we got Chiefs, Seahawks in Seattle.
Chiefs need this win.
Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. Chiefs need this win, yes. So Seattle, I mean, they don't necessarily need this win, but I think they would clinch, right, if they
win
this game.
Yes, but I think for first round bye, the Chiefs need this win, I think, a little bit more than the Seahawks do. I think Seahawks need this to stay in the playoff hunt, but I think the Chiefs are going to play this.
I think Seattle clinches with a win. I don't know if they need other results to kind of go that direction for them.
There's,
but
there's so many like 8-6 and 7-7 teams at the moment, so they're just anything can happen. But, yeah, give me the Chiefs on this one. I think they're going to bounce back. I think this is going to be their breakout performance without Kareem Hunt. Give me a, you know what, give me a 38-28 victory.
38-28 for the Chiefs. All right, my friend. Well, I think the Seahawks are going to win this game.
Do you now?
I do. I really
do. You think
do.
They're going to see the victory?
Or no.
Soar into victory?
No, they're just going to bounce back from that embarrassing loss to the 49ers.
I mean, would you call it embarrassing? Because the 49ers have kept in, like, have kept
well,
some games
competitive. Well, considering the fact that they destroyed the Niners by 24 points 2 weeks before.
Oh, I understand that, but there's some games the 49ers have kept competitive.
I understand what you're saying, but it's still an embarrassing loss for a playoff team.
True.
You know, you're talking about a Nick Mullins team out-dueling a Russell Wilson team. I mean, it's a good win for the Niners, but a bad loss for the Seahawks, right? So I like Seattle to win this game because it's at home. It's prime time. We know that they can get up for these games. The Chiefs' offense has been sputtering along. I like the Seattle offense to run the football. They're one of the best running teams in the NFL, and Kansas City is one of the worst run defenses. So I expect the Seahawks to control the clock, keep it at a pace that they want. Seattle wins this game. And I believe the score will be 30-27 at home. Janikowski kicks field goal late. They win.
A lot of faith in that tubby. Okay, got it.
In what?
A lot of faith in the Pillsbury Doughboy. Does he not look like that when he's wearing the white jersey?
I like
Does
that he made a like... business decision last week to not attempt to try and tackle the kick returner, letting him run right by him into the end zone.
Honestly, if he just he probably would have like absorbed the tackle. I think he probably would have knocked it down.
I see what you did there.
Janikowski's a big dude. Like not in a complimentary way at all.
It's all good. He as long as he can kick the ball through the uprights, I don't think they care what he looks like.
He's missing pretty much a lot of key.
Big
kicks
Ben's
season,
also
though.
A big dude too.
Yeah, no. there is a lot of hurtful things said about him too, but I won't get it. I can't say them on air.
That's not nice.
But other people have said it, not me. I'm not going to repeat what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But I do say Janikowski has missed some key kicks this season though. We got to think about that.
Has he?
Yes, he's missed a few key kicks in Seattle.
I can't remember him losing a game for them.
Well, he didn't like miss the game winning kick, but he's missed kicks during the game that cost them games.
Hmm.
But anyways, we got to take a short break. But first, I
thought we need to talk about the last football game of the weekend.
That was the last football game of the weekend.
I thought
it was Sunday night. Monday night is what you're thinking of between the Raiders and that's Monday night.
Yeah, the last game of the weekend.
Oh, I guess.
Last game of the football weekend.
Like, is Monday really considered last game of the football
weekend? I mean, it's still
weekend?
A game that we haven't covered.
Oh, yeah, we're not here Monday, are we? I'm always so used to doing it on Mondays.
Yeah.
But we're not here on Mondays.
You're right.
Good point. Broncos and Raiders in Oakland, probably for the last time in Oakland.
It could be the last game ever played in Oakland. Could be the last game ever played in the Oakland Coliseum, at least football. We don't know. It's the uncertain future for the Raiders.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of people that are hoping the A's don't do the same thing as what the Warriors and the Raiders are doing, as leaving the Oakland area. Mm-hmm. But as for this game, I don't see Oakland winning. And I see a lot of boos in this game.
Raiders are definitely winning this game.
Definitely.
100%. Like, no, my lock of the week. Monday Night Football. John Gruden. Oakland. Marshawn Lynch will probably be in the crowd. He'll probably be riling everybody up. Denver, have you seen them the last couple weeks? One of the worst teams in the NFL.
You don't think the Raiders fans are going to boo?
How many games in a row has Denver lost in a row now? Is that three? They lost to the 49ers, they lost to the Browns, and they
lost
to
who else? But you think the Oakland fans are going to be rallying behind this team like they've been loyal? Like, I think there might be some
boos. They showed up for the Chiefs game, the Steelers game, that was their last home game.
But this is a little different. This is like everyone knows that they might leave Oakland officially.
But isn't that like a reason why a team wins, though? Like, it's the last hurrah, so like they give it all. Like Derek Carr.
This isn't like an emotional goodbye. This is a get the F out kind of situation.
I would agree with you, though, if the Broncos were good. But we're talking about two terrible football teams. So I'm going to take the home team with kind of something to play for. And that's, you know, civic pride, things like that. So what do you think, Scrobby? You got Broncos?
I honestly think there will be some boos there. So, yeah, give me the Broncos on this one.
All right.
And I think Philip Lindsay's going to have a career day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think anyone can not run on that team. So give me, let's say, 24-17.
Raiders win this game 27-24.
Okay.
Write it down.
Well, I gotta read into that. And speaking of reading, I have to say that there is a great deal going on right now for Audible. And what would it be like if we all just listen more? Listening to audiobooks inspires us, motivates us, even brings us closer. And there's no better place to listen than Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. And now, Audible members get more than ever before. Each month, they get three titles of their choice. One audiobook, two Audible originals, and fitness programs they can't get anywhere else. There's never been a better time to experience Audible. Try it free for 30 days by visiting audible.com/GSMCbook or by texting the code GSMCbook to 500-500. Once again, you want to get this 30-day trial with this great deal from Audible, go to audible.com/GSMCbook or texting the code GSMCbook to 500-500.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington...
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Sports Podcast. And we're doing our special trivia game, me and Mark. Loser has to come in next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we have our special guests. We have Andrew Tate and Sarah Tate here with us.
How you doing there?
And they are going to be our questionnaire people, our unpartial guests, I guess you can say.
Sure.
I'm more of like the Russian judge that's just going to just sit here and look at you guys really mean and glare, and then mark you guys down.
That's a little harsh, but okay, fine, fair enough. So, should we explain how this is going to go?
Yes.
How many questions are we doing?
Tate, would you like to explain, since you're the official
glarer? So, I figure what we're going to do is, originally we said 10 questions, but we're going to say 15. It's going to be first to 15 or first to 10? What do you guys
say? First to 10.
I think 10, it'll go pretty long.
We can, 15.
Okay. So that, so for, first to 10. But I was going to – the reason why I said 15 is because you'll have a chance to steal. Mm-hmm. So first to 15. I'm going to say first to 15 because – and what will happen is I'll ask – and let's just say – who wants to go first, Mark or Jeff?
Ladies first.
So go ahead, Jeff.
All right, then.
Touché, sir.
You're the one threw that out. So yes. You get to go first. Mark will okay. go first. Sarah will ask Mark a question.
Okay.
Sarah will ask Jeff a question.
Okay.
We're starting off with a bang here. Starting off right.
Okay. And you'll answer it. If you are wrong, then Mark gets a chance to steal.
Okay.
Then next it goes back to
okay.
Mr. Mark.
Is this like you get it right, you keep going, or is it get
no,
right?
No, it's just going to keep bouncing okay. back and forth.
Just okay.
No winners outs.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's start
it's
this.
Not,
thing.
It's not make it, take it.
All right.
Also, one of the things when I brought this up to you guys on the basketball show,
mm-hmm.
I said this is based on
one
of the things that you guys have in common. And I said, like, sports is something that you guys have in common. So all day today, I have been teasing you guys with the fact that there's going to be some curling questions. And there's going to be some giant slalom questions and some figure skating and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holiday season.
You lied?
I am not going to give you guys a lump of coal for Christmas.
Whoa.
Other thing that you guys have in common, not the your love of sports, but Mark.
I'm Jeff.
Now,
he's pointing at Jeff. Got it.
Mark,
mm-hmm.
what is your favorite basketball team
Whoa.
On the planet?
We're never allowed to be this impartial.
My favorite basketball team would have to be...
Say it.
The Sacramento Kings. Or the Kings, as we like to say, since we've been struggling for a while.
Jeff,
mm-hmm.
what is your favorite football team?
Oh, well, it's the San Francisco 49ers.
Mark, what is your favorite football team?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Jeff,
mm-hmm.
what is your favorite basketball team?
Well, I grew up a Sacramento Kings fan.
So is that your team or did you leave?
Are they all?
These questions are all Sacramento Kings.
No way.
Oh, God.
San Francisco 49ers questions.
Oh, I like it. Oh, God. My whole fan base
Merry
is online.
Christmas.
Here. Oh, wow. Okay. This is a whole different story.
You should see the smile and the sheer shock on their face.
I feel like that's more pressure. You know?
I know. It is way more pressure.
Jeff's face turned red.
I'm mad because I thought there was going to be a Pele question. What?
Yeah, in your face.
It's weird. Their face turned red. Both of them.
Well,
like,
because
oh, God,
I know I
pressure.
Love those teams. If I get something wrong, my parents are going to listen to this, and I'm going to get disowned here.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
Jeff's parents, please don't disown him. That's rude.
No. They love me too much. I hope.
At least you can disown him for the rest of this year. How about that?
That's fair enough. All right. I get the first question. Let's go.
All right. Let's do this.
Jeff. Multiple choice.
Okay.
Where did the 49ers play their home games from 1946 until 1970? The Polo Grounds, Golden Gate Park, Hughes Stadium, or Kaiser Stadium? See, I don't
it's
even
Kaiser know. Stadium.
Okay. It's not spelled like that. Yes, that is correct.
Booyah.
Kaiser Stadium.
Kaiser. And give a little time so people, the audience can actually think
I was honestly going to answer that before you even gave me the options, but okay.
Yeah.
I gave you
well,
the...
Okay. Yeah, okay.
One
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Which former 49er holds the Super Bowl record for career touchdowns? Roger Craig, Jerry Rice, or John Taylor?
That is a very good question. Jerry Rice.
That is correct.
I would have said Jerry Rice too because he had the Raiders Super Bowl that he participated in also. He got a touchdown on that one.
That was a long, pregnant pause. I was like, wow, he's in trouble already. All right.
I knew it wasn't Roger Craig, but
John Taylor is
– he's had some – he scored a lot of touchdowns in some playoff games, so I was trying to just figure
in
through the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I'm not going to lie to you. I totally thought
Taylor. Well, I added Jerry Rice because he played for the Raiders in that one Super Bowl. I added that to the factor as well. And he played in all the four Super Bowls except for the first one.
I wonder what the numbers are, because I think John Taylor scored at least three touchdowns in Super Bowls.
Jerry Rice had to score more.
I can't tell you, and I won't even get in that debate because we have a limited time.
Yes,
here.
Go.
All right. I'm ready. So, back to Miss Sarah.
All right. Jeff, another 49ers Super Bowl question.
Yes.
Which 49ers holds the Super Bowl record for highest career average on punt returns?
Oh,
God.
Deion Sanders, Freddie Solomon, or John Taylor?
It's either Freddie Solomon or John Taylor. It's an average, you say?
Career average on punt returns.
In a Super Bowl?
Yes, Super Bowl record.
Me, Freddie Solomon.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
Mark, would you like to steal?
Of course. I mean, if I steal, I still get the next question, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a trick question. I don't know if I enjoy that. Because I think Deion Sanders had a decent punt return against the San Diego Chargers, and I don't know. Oh, God. Like, I know that John Taylor is probably the obvious answer, but I'm going to say Deion Sanders.
That is incorrect.
Wow. I can't believe you both missed that question. That's a shocker.
I was between John Taylor and Freddie Solomon, but I thought Freddie Solomon, since he's not as known, I thought that would be the one.
I thought that was a layup. I only picked Deion because I thought he had like a 17-yard return against the Chargers in that Super Bowl, and I'm thinking 17 yards as an average is pretty darn good, so...
The thing is, John Taylor's not known for his returns, though. I have a
question for you guys.
Okay.
Sure.
If I told you that I was going to give you Sacramento King and San Francisco 49er questions, and I said three questions into it, you both would miss a question. I would say it depends on what questions you would give us. That was a tough question, though.
That was a very niche.
Before the 49ers had that return touchdown last week, Ted Ginn Jr. was the last guy to score a return touchdown against for the Niners. And that was against the Seahawks in week 1,
right.
The first Jim Harbaugh's game.
So what is my next question?
All right.
Mark.
Yes.
Whose uniform number 44 was retired by the Sacramento Kings?
Oh.
Maurice Stokes, Nate Archibald, Jack Twyman, or Sam Lacy?
44?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Nate Archibald.
Obvious.
Say the other names again, please.
Maurice Stokes, Nate Archibald, Jack Twyman, Sam Lacy.
Sam Lacy.
That is correct.
Wow, nicely done.
That was from like Cincinnati Royals era type stuff right there.
Did you notice that I actually, you know, number one, I actually did a little research. And number two, you know, aren't you glad they're all multiple choice?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen that. I've been to the Kings games. I've seen that number 44 up there.
I just knew it wasn't Archibald because he was zero, right?
He was one.
One. Yeah. It was like a low number.
All right. We're on to Jeff.
All right, Jeff. How many total steals did the Sacramento Kings have in the 2005-2006 NBA season?
Okay.
721, 608. 541 or 1,054?
Okay, I don't think it's 1,000. So this is like the last time they made the playoffs. So 05. I think Doug Christie's at the end of his career on this one, so he's like the big defensive player. Can I see here? Can I hear the other answers again, please?
Mm-hmm. 721, 608, 541, or 1,054?
Give me 541.
That is incorrect. Mark, would you like a chance to steal?
Yes, of course. I think it's, did you say 608? I'll take that one.
That is correct.
Ooh, nicely done.
All right. It is now 3-1. Mark has 3. Jeff has 1.
How does he have 3? He only got 2 right.
No, but he
just stole. He just stole one from
me. Oh, right.
Okay. Mark.
Yes.
Due to injuries, how many starting lineups did the 2002-2003 Sacramento Kings field? 13, 7, 20, and 9. Now, I'm getting a little face here from Jeff. Now, and back
Steals
me up here,
in
Tate,
the 2006 season.
Because
This is a tough question.
I'm an
evil
man.
I have no idea on any of these questions. No, I'm just selecting them.
It's not you. You're mad at the odds of getting an easier question than me on that one. Steals? And he gets, starting in the 2002 season, the 61-win season that I know.
All right, so what were the choices again?
The choices were 13, 7, 20, or 9.
And what year was this again?
02-03.
9.
That is incorrect.
I didn't know this answer. When you made it so easy, like, Jeff, you made it so easy. I'm like,
would you like a chance to steal?
Yes, I would. And by the way, I was totally faking. I was bluffing. Continue. 2002. I know the 01-02. That was the 61-win season. This is the afterwards. Continue. This is when Chris Webber got injured. So,
well, right. So
can I see the numbers again?
Yes. They were 13, 7, 20, and 9.
He said 9?
Mm-hmm.
So give me 7.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Wait. Let me make a guess at this one. 13.
That is correct. I'll put you down for 1. You don't have to work next week. All right, so this
I thought that was obvious on that one, but I guess I was.
Well, there was a lot of guys that got injured during that time.
You got a point.
Like Chris Webber was gone.
I feel like 13 lineups is not even that many though. Like today's NBA, I think the Kings this year started like 10 different lineups.
You could be right. That's what,
but
that's what I
was just like I was mainly thinking that was the year Chris Webber got injured, I believe, and that was just a huge that like did a domino effect.
Right, because that's
all right. So,
who are we on
for? Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
The alley-oop was made famous by which 49ers rookie wide receiver? Jerry Rice, Freddie Solomon, Gene Washington, R.C. Owens.
Oh wow! Okay, alley-oop, huh? So a basketball question. That's really a 49ers question. That's like Inception type stuff. Can you read them off one more time, please?
Yes. Jerry Rice, Freddie Solomon, mm-hmm. Gene Washington, R.C. Owens.
Give me R.C. Owens.
That is correct.
Yeah,
very
right.
good.
I was
very
hoping you
good.
Wouldn't say it.
I was like, I was thinking, like, no way it could be Gene Washington or Freddie Solomon.
Who's that? Terrell's dad?
Nice.
It was
right.
Honestly, I was doing the process of elimination.
He got the alley-oop and he pulled a Sharpie out of his shoes.
Yeah, right?
At the same time. It was very impressive.
And then he celebrated at the Star.
Ouch. I'm a Cowboy fan. That hurt me.
Okay.
He became a Cowboy. That must have been worse.
Did R.C. Owens say that's my quarterback?
All right, enough.
All right, sorry.
Mark.
Yes.
Get your popcorn ready, guys.
Who did the 49ers defeat by the largest winning margin in Super Bowl history? San Diego Chargers, Miami Dolphins, Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
God, that's the easiest question ever.
I thought the R.C. Owens
By the
question
way, what's
was
two plus
one.
Two?
R.C. Owens one I thought was easy.
I thought that was the easiest one that we've had so far.
No, that one hands down is so 55 to 10. Everyone knows that.
Calm down.
Relax.
Not everyone knows
Somebody
that one.
Somebody just chill out, man.
Okay.
My God.
Sorry, I want the
whoa,
week off.
Whoa.
Jeff.
Woosa.
Yeah, Woosa.
In 5 Super Bowls.
Oh, we saw your face. What's up?
Interesting.
Such violence.
I know.
In 5 Super Bowls, what is the touchdown interception differential for 49ers quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
11 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. 17 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
This is a very
In the 5?
Question.
Yeah, 0 interceptions. There was never an interception by the quarterback, so the 17-0.
That is correct.
So wait, what was...
The only interception was by Colin Kaepernick. Gandhi, finish talking.
Yeah, hold on. The question again, sorry, what was the question?
The question was, in 5 Super Bowls, what is the touchdown interception differential?
Oh, in 5, so
this
we're
is
not,
before
we're not
Kaepernick.
Counting
yeah.
the last
Kaepernick
Super Bowl.
Was the only one to throw an interception in 49ers history in a Super
okay.
Bowl.
Okay, that's where I was confused, because I was like, wait
that's
a
why
minute,
I was
we
like,
played
I was
in wait, 6.
I was waiting for 1, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, she said 5, and Montana
yes.
nor Rice threw an interception. So made
That
sense.
Is Montana or Rice?
Montana or Young, sorry. Wow.
Rice didn't throw any interceptions as well.
Fun fact,
yeah.
Jerry
well,
Rice
probably wanted
did
to throw
also
a pass.
Not throw an interception.
Well, he also loved it, wanted to throw the ball a lot. So that
right.
was one of his favorite
so
things.
So I am ready.
Okay.
What's the score? First of all, what's the score?
The score is Mark has 4 and Jeff has 3.
Okay.
All right. Mark, which season did the Sacramento Kings go 61-21?
I just said this.
01-02, 98-99, 92-93, or 2000-2001.
01-02.
That is correct.
Because I literally said it 5 minutes
ago. You need to relax, man. Jesus Christ.
Way easier questions.
It's the holidays, Jeff. Shut up, man. It's the holidays.
Jeff?
Yeah?
How many rebounds per game did the Sacramento Kings average in the 2005-2006 NBA season? 31.9, 55.3, 47.6, or 40.5?
40.5.
That is correct.
Ooh, that's impressive.
That was a rage one.
All right, that's what is that, 5-4, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mark. Which 2001-2002 team was the only one with more 100-point games than the Sacramento Kings? Was it the Philadelphia 76ers, the Dallas Mavericks, the Los Angeles Lakers, or the Atlanta Hawks?
Los Angeles Lakers.
That is incorrect. Jeff, would you like to steal?
Yes.
What is your answer?
Can I hear the answers one more time, please?
76ers, Mavericks, Lakers, or Hawks?
This is, you said 01?
Yes.
Dallas Mavericks.
That is correct.
That's what I was guessing, Dallas Mavericks. We now have a 5-5 tie.
Yes, we do. All right.
I thought in 01 and 02 they were the only team to average 100 points a game. I might have been
wrong. That's not an average, though.
Oh, okay.
That's just amount.
Okay, I see.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
In what year did the 49ers draft legendary halfback Hugh McElhaney? Is that right?
McElhaney. Oh, is this the million-dollar backfield?
He is part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. 1950, 1953, 1951, or 1952?
Okay, wait. Say them again.
1950, 1953, 1951,
1952.
Okay, so... This is an evil question, by the way.
That is a very... Because they're all... It's 1 year apart. 0, 1, 2, or 3.
Yes.
Yes.
1951.
That is incorrect. Oh, Mark, would you like a chance to see it?
Yeah, of course. So it's 50, 51, 52, 53?
Mm-hmm.
And he said 51, right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Nice process elimination there, Mark.
I don't know. I'm going to go with 53.
Tate, would you like a chance to steal?
Oh, thank God.
I am going to
That would
say,
be an incredible... If somebody really knew this, I would be
I would be impressed.
1952.
That is correct.
Well, you know,
of course, it's in between us.
It's easier when you have a coin flip.
Yeah, and it's easier when you have 50 and 52 besides all now, four.
Are you sure you still want to go to 10 questions?
Yes.
I mean,
first,
15 questions.
No, I was just going to make that point. Okay. We're 5-5. We're going to, because it's taking you guys a little bit longer, mm-hmm. than we're going to go to the original 10.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
All right. You guys are
Do
at ground
zero. Do we need to take
zero.
A break or anything?
No, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So this is Mark's question.
Yes.
When the 49ers arrived at their hotel before Super Bowl, oh, good grief, 16, Coach 16? Yeah, 16.
Yeah, 16's right.
Coach Bill Walsh greeted his players dressed as whom? And I have to scroll down. Sorry, give me a second. Vince Lombardi, Santa Claus, or the Hotel Bellman?
Oh, my God.
That is called deep, deep research, guys.
I know this, actually.
Say the three again, please.
Vince Lombardi, Santa Claus, the Hotel Bellman.
The Hotel Bellman.
Damn it.
That is correct.
It's not going to be Santa because it's like a month after Christmas, right? That was my thought.
I thought
process.
You were going to be stupid.
Jeff,
mm-hmm.
which president was the first to conduct the pregame coin toss for a Super Bowl? George H. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton.
Say the first two.
George H. Bush, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton.
Reagan was in the 80s. I'm going to go Ronald Reagan.
That is correct. Still have a tie game here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is going down the stretch. I knew that one.
Well, because was he a coin flip in his 49ers Super Bowl? Is that why you asked that question?
It's a 49er question.
Mark,
mm-hmm.
which player on the 04-05 Kings played more minutes for the team? Greg Ostertag, Kenny Thomas.
Ostertag,
yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Eddie House, Maurice Evans.
It's a tough one. I'm going to say Kenny Thomas.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Mark. Jeff, would you like to steal?
Absolutely.
I know who it is.
Let me see the three other options besides Kenny Thomas.
Greg Ostertag, Kenny Thomas, Eddie House, Maurice Evans.
Katrine Evans. Ostertag.
That is incorrect. It's Tate, Mo Evans. Would you like to steal?
wait a minute. It's Maurice Evans.
Yeah.
That is correct.
They both were starters, Kenny Thomas and Mo Evans.
We still have a tie game. Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Let me scroll down. Ron Artest volunteered to donate his salary to keep which King's teammate from leaving? Mike Bibby, Bonzi Wells, Ronnie Price, Kenny Thomas.
This is a tough one.
It's either Wells or Bibby. Wells.
That is correct.
Way to pull that one out.
I remember Bonzi Wells. I liked him on the Kings.
Yeah, I remember him as well.
Very underrated.
Now, Jeff, I mean, Mark, would you guess that one?
Yes.
Okay, I was just kind of curious.
Way to say it definitively.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, Bonzi Wells.
He's kind of said it with his chest a little bit.
It's a nice Kevin Hart reference, too.
Mark, which two ACC schools ended Sacramento King Chris Webber's two attempts at winning an NCAA title? Clemson and Miami, Georgia Tech and Clemson, Maryland and Florida State, or Duke and Carolina?
Duke and Carolina.
That is correct.
What are the other, those other options? You were thinking of those, really? No, not you. I'm not talking to Sarah. I'm talking about you.
Why are you so mad?
Why are you
those,
so...
Clemson and Maryland, really?
You got the R.C. Owens question, which I think is the easiest one so far.
No, by far, the Broncos Niners one's by far the easiest.
Hey, pouty kids.
Why are you mad?
Because you're getting the easier questions. That's why.
Dude, do you realize true. That we're getting we're getting 3 days off next week? Like, yeah. There's no losers
here. I would like to have
here.
Five.
All right.
All right.
Be positive. What is the score right now, Miss Sarah?
7-7.
7-7.
Sounds like it's how it should have went.
And it is not. No one's getting any special
treatment.
We are
past the hour mark, so we better hurry.
7-7. The first one that gets the next three is the winner.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to joining the 49ers, quarterback Frankie Albert and halfback Len Eschmont were teammates at what school? Santa Clara, UC Berkeley, St. Mary's Pre-Flight, or Stanford?
Give me Stanford.
That is incorrect. Mark, would you like to steal?
The two names again?
Santa Clara, UC Berkeley, St. Mary's Pre-Flight, or Stanford?
Hey, what were the two players?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Frankie Albert and Len Eschmont.
And he said Stanford?
Yes.
And it was Berkeley, St. Mary's, and what else?
Santa Clara.
I'm going to say Berkeley.
That is incorrect.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to say, if I remember correctly, St. Mary's.
That is correct.
It's like the last school you would think of in football. But this is probably a long time.
All right.
All right. So, let's see. Mark.
Yes.
Which 49er scored three touchdowns in Super Bowl 19 against Miami? Roger Craig, Wendell Tyler, or Russ Francis?
Roger Craig.
That is correct.
Nicely done. What is the score right now? We're closing
eight.
In.
8-7.
That Mark has a slight lead.
Jeff's
question. Is starting to feel the pressure. Will he be
Stop talking.
Patrick Mahomes or will he be Nathan Peterman?
They're both making millions of dollars, so I'm not really complaining either way.
Well, you also get Christmas off. It's like win-win.
Yeah.
Who holds the 49ers record for career Super Bowl interceptions?
Ooh.
Eric Wright, Keena Turner, Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott.
That is incorrect.
What?
Eric Wright.
That is correct. Okay. Back to Mark. If Mark gets this correct, he wins. He has 9. Which Sacramento player averaged more points per game during the 04-05 regular season for Kings? Michael Bradley, Matt Barnes, Kevin Martin, Greg Ostertag.
One more time.
The names or the whole question?
Just a question.
Which Sacramento player averaged more points per game during the 04-05 regular season for the Kings?
This is a tough question.
And you said it was Barnes, Martin, Ostertag, and who else?
Michael Bradley.
This is a tough, tough question.
Matt Barnes.
That is correct.
And Whoa! Holy game. Crap, that is an impressive comeback. Oh, wow, that is impressive. We now have our Sacramento Kings, San Francisco 49ers.
Don't give him that.
Trivia champion. And that is...
Not a doubt in my mind.
Mark.
Again, my friend.
Mark Sousa, congratulations.
Nope. Mark. Gotta be a good sport here.
No,
so,
don't.
With that, Mark, how do you feel having an entire Christmas week off?
I'm going to Disneyland. No, I'm just kidding. I would not subject myself to that during Christmas week. I feel great, and I appreciate it.
All right. So we're going to go on a break, and then we'll come back.
Actually,
you guys are closing. You'll close things out. And congratulations. Both of you guys did well. A lot tougher. Sometimes you don't think about some of the, even your favorite teams. Mm. They can be a lot tougher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
especially when you start talking about the $1 million backfield, which year did McElhinney get drafted?
And what coin? Who flipped the coin toss in one of the Super Bowls?
The 50s were well before my time. The 50s were before my daddy's time, you know?
Yes. So, all right. Then
we will be right back right after this.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Sports Podcast. We're just finishing up what we talked about. We did our NFL Week 16 previews, and we did our little trivia game. And I will be here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Mark will not. But again, I'm Jeff Malinop. That's Mark Sousa, and we will see you next time.
Later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.